This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, and we are going to do a little educating today and talk with our chef. I bet you didn't even know that Ingles had their own chef, and that's Chef Lisa Ronan, and she goes by Chef Lou, and she'll tell us where the Lou came from. And she is here in the studio with me today to talk a little bit about what she does for Ingles Markets and her background as a chef. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Leah. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So this is not the first time that you've been in the studio with me interviewing, but you were literally and figuratively a very different hat. Remember that?
I did. What year was that? 2009?
Probably. Golly, Kevin, 2009. Yeah, something like that. So that was when you were with the Grove Park Inn, right?
That was. I was the banquet chef de cuisine at the Grove Park, and you invited me to be on your radio program to talk a little bit about what I do up there.
Were you really pregnant at that point?
No.
Now, why do I remember you as being really? Was it maybe I was something of somebody else?
Maybe.
How old's your youngest child?
He's 18 now.
Okay. There's no way you have an 18-year-old.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He's fantastic.
Does he go to ENCA?
He does. He graduated last year, actually.
My stepson goes to ENCA.
Awesome.
We need to.
We
like,
do.
Catch up. Because we can't mention their names on the air because they'll disown us. You know, they hate that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll come back to that. So this was back, 2009, and you were the banquet chef up at Grove Park Inn.
Yes.
Wow. I totally. So you definitely were pregnant.
I most certainly was not pregnant.
I don't know who I'm thinking of, but it was somebody. Okay. All right. So how long were you at the Grove Park altogether?
I started working there in 97.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was there on and off from 97 to 2010.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, where's your background? Did you go to culinary school?
I did. I went to culinary school in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. After my internship, I moved out west to Washington State.
Oh, okay.
And when I was 19, I got on a bus and rode across country the whole way back to Pittsburgh.
There's a story there.
It was exciting. It was very exciting.
I bet. I don't know if exciting is the right word for that. I've been on long bus trips, too. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't do that again.
And to be 19 and free.
Okay, exactly. There you go. So what brought you to Asheville to begin with? Was it the job?
Yeah, in 97, I was really looking to move my culinary career. It was stagnant where I was in small town Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I got hired on at the Grove Park as a line cook, mm-hmm, in their Dogwood kitchen. And I stayed there for quite a few years. I learned a lot.
Sure.
Amazing. I worked with some really, really great chefs.
Like my buddy Denny Trantham.
You're absolutely right, Denny,
yeah.
T. I learned so much from these guys. But in about 2010, I decided that I needed to make a change. I wanted to get out and do something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at a different grocery store, and then I came to Ingles about 3 years ago.
And you... And then the chef's
fantastic.
Kitchen was,
yeah,
born, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic, you know, what I do for Ingles. I wear a lot of different hats.
So tell everybody what you do. If people are listening and they're like, right, what's chef's kitchen? What does she do? What's she talking about?
Right. The chef's kitchen is Ingles' new full-service catering. And it's pretty fantastic. We do a lot of things. We work closely with marketing. And we do everything from football hospitalities up at Western Carolina for about 400 people to weddings. We're in with a small of, you know, the clubhouses. And we do, mm-hmm, Second Sunday brunches and, ooh, all kinds of really great things.
So how – now, I can see you just kind of lighting up even.
Thank
talking
you.
About it.
I do,
so
right?
So is it because, like, every event is different, right? It's not like working in a restaurant where you have a set menu and you might have a special of the day. Every event is unique, right?
Every event is unique. And I'm not always dealing with the same people. And I love repeat clients, but I also love new ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just this weekend I did a memorial reception, you know, for someone who has lost a loved one.
Oh.
And it was just so special to, you know, be a part of their day and make it, you know, make the wife feel at ease.
Sure.
You know, and help people. So that's a lot of fun. I also get to do the Blue Jean Ball that's coming up in a couple
right.
of weeks. So it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's the MANA event. If you're not familiar, MANA Food Bank, where Ingalls is a huge sponsor of MANA Food Bank and contributes thousands of pounds of food every year to MANA Food Bank. And we just contributed a check for $50,000 towards their capital building fund. They're trying to enlarge their facility there. And they have a Blue Jean Ball, which is a big fundraiser and also a way of just thanking the community who support them. And last year you had a beautiful table there. I remember like a cool thing of like lemonade.
We did sangria.
Sangria, that's what
sangria.
It was
pretty great. I really enjoy doing those things because I really get to show off Ingalls.
Sure.
You know, show off some of the really great just foods and produce. And,
sure. I think what's so special about having, like, you know, when you're a chef in a restaurant, you have, you know, you've got your walk-in, you've got your pantry and things like that. When
I have a warehouse.
You have a warehouse.
Imagine that.
Which is 1.6 million square feet, you know, and it's massive.
Know. And what's so great about what I do and the catering and not only that is I wear a hat where we feed everybody who works in the warehouse.
Sure.
If they want to come to our cafeteria to eat. But I get the best of the best. You know, strawberries I get. They're beautiful. Everything from the lettuce to the meat to the cheese. It's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So we want to make sure if people want to learn more about what kinds of things that Chef's Kitchen does or if they want to contact Chef's Kitchen about an upcoming event, whether you said it's, you know, it's a small party, a wedding reception, or any other kind of event, is it chefskitchen.com?
Mm-hmm. It's thechefskitchen.com.
Thechefskitchen.com. Mm-hmm. They can also get there through the Ingalls website, which is ingalls-markets.com. And you can they'll contact you back, and you can let them know what kind of event it is, how many people, what your budget is, what you're looking for. We're going to be talking more with Chef Lou and find out why she's called Chef Lou. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian. I hope you're hungry on this Saturday morning because I know we're going to be talking about food at some point during the show because in the studio with me today, I have Lisa Ronan. We also call her Chef Lou, and she is our stellar chef for our Chef's Kitchen. And you can find out more about Chef's Kitchen by going to thechefskitchen.com, or you can find it through the Ingalls website, ingalls-markets.com. And as Lisa's been telling us, it's a full-service catering company. And you even have a little van. Do you drive the van?
Yes, I do drive the van. That thing is a beast.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. But, you know, we're able to deck it out and move food.
And that's what you need. Yeah,
yeah. I actually am going to need another one because business is picking up.
That's
and
great.
And our name's getting out there. So that makes me real happy.
Well, last year we were at the Asheville Wine and Food Festival.
Yes.
I was upstairs with a bunch of our local vendors, and you were downstairs with – you had like three or four areas.
Yeah, we had three booths.
Yeah.
We did three booths.
And it was – people would come up and they were like, what you guys have downstairs is – beautiful. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got a lot of compliments on that. Yeah.
I wanted to showcase all of the cheeses that we had in the delis. So we did a really fantastic cheese tasting with we made little accoutrements like homemade refrigerator pickles and an onion jam and just, you know, very simple things to, you know, just showcase the good products that we have.
Because a little bird told me one of your favorite foods is cheese.
Absolutely. I can't get enough of it. It's ridiculous.
I know. So which do you have a favorite cheese?
Like right now, my favorite cheese is a smoked blue cheese that we actually serve. It's delicious. And I make
I've never even seen that.
Yeah. Look for it.
Okay.
It is fantastic. I make a red wine and onion jam to go with the smoked blue cheese. And you can eat it on a cracker or put it on a burger. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I spoil spoil myself. That's how I spoil myself.
With cheeses.
Really good cheese, yeah.
And I bet, like, you know what? Every time I've had a chef in here, and Kevin, you know, every chef that I've ever had in here, same thing, cheese.
I love it. I
remember that? You know, like, whether it was Denny Trantham or it was Brian from Tupelo Honey, like, cheese. Everybody's, what is it with the cheese and chefs?
You know, I think, well, for me, I'm a savory kind of girl.
Yeah.
You know, sweets are all right, but it's just an easy go-to.
Yeah.
When I go to my refrigerator, it's completely empty except for, you know, a block of cheese and maybe a couple Miller Lights.
Okay.
So I like that. I guess maybe we just spend so much time, you know, preparing for others that, you know, when the day's done, it's just something simple that you can really, especially if you like the savory, you can spoil yourself.
See,
with.
My favorite, I have really great memories of a really good rich Manchego cheese.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
we always keep like Parmesan cheeses around because I find that.
You like the harder cheeses?
I like the harder mm-hmm. cheeses because, you know, you can just grate a little bit of a really good quality hard cheese on rice or pasta and it
goes really,
really
far
and just
enhances it. Right.
And then you don't need to be as heavy-handed with the salt because it already has that mm-hmm. salt and it's got that umami kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
I love cheeses.
Cheeses. Chefs just love cheeses.
And I also, you know, one of the things I learned too is I keep the cheese rinds in the freezer, like when it gets really low,
mm-hmm.
and throw them in stews and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah, just to give more flavor to stuff like that. Yeah. So okay, we're
regressing. We're regressing back into the cheese.
All right, so good. So let's quickly talk about. So we were talking before we got on the air about how you became Chef Lou, and you said this is just sort of one of those things that happened at work.
It's
right?
just one of those silly things that happen when you're back as a line cook, and the name just stuck. It would stick so much that people didn't even know what my real name is. And so
I love the story that you told, though, that people would come in and they would be looking for Chef Lou.
Big Chef Lou.
Where's Chef Lou? And you'd be like, over here.
Just little old me. But it's just a name that stuck. It's a very good endearing name. Lisa Lou, Lulu Bell, Chef Lou.
Well, you know, when we did the Taste of Local recently up in Waynesville.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And that one woman who came back and she spent a lot of time talking to you because her name is Lou something like Linda Lou or something.
Yes,
like that.
Yes.
And she bonded with you like that. You know, she was like, I get it. Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, we should make sure we mention that. The Taste of Local not too long ago. Chef Lou was part of our Taste of Local event up in our Waynesville store. And hopefully you'll see Chef Lou at some of the other Taste of Local events. And this was so cool what you did is we kind of collaborate a little bit. And I said, well, here are the farmers and vendors mm-hmm. that are going to come. Here's what they're going to bring. And man, I'll tell you what, you just were like, boom, 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 firing. Like, I can make this and I can do this and I can make this with this and this. And I'm like, whoa,
and
Nelly.
It was really neat because didn't we take like three different vendors,
yeah.
each one of their items, and combined it all into one,
yeah.
you know, one recipe, which I thought was really, and
it was
such a simple, easy recipe.
Well, we have to tell people that the one that was just you knocked it out of the park with I kept calling it the hummus pizza, but tell everybody what that was.
Well, we called it a lentil pizette, but you know, basically it's a hummus pizza, and we used
Annie's breads.
Yes,
the
we used
ciabatta.
Her ciabatta, and mm-hmm. we sliced it directly in half, and then we used Roots Original Hummus, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorites,
mm-hmm.
and then we used some Harvest Farm cheddar cheese mm-hmm. that we shredded just lightly, just a little bit, and that's one of those things where, you know, really good, strong cheddar will really
goes
go far just
way,
a little
yeah.
bit. And then my most favorite item, I eat these like peanuts, are the crunchy sprouts by Sunny Creek Farms.
Down in Tryon, you're right. They're organic sprouted, I think they're lentils.
Lentil, adduki, and peas that we sprinkled on top after we broiled it in the oven.
And people loved it.
It was so simple.
And
you know,
kids
the
loved it too
mm-hmm.
because I was selling it as a pizza. Because once you, if you saw the little kid and that you're like,
lentil.
Like, what is that? And I'm like, it's like a pizza. And they're,
pizza's great.
I'll try anything that sounds like pizza.
And what was really neat is, you know, just talking with the people who came and tried it, and you know, how many different varieties can you make that lentil pizza? We were talking about adding avocado to it, or changing up the cheeses,
or just, you know, using a different flavor of the roots hummus. Oh, exactly. Make sure, folks, if you are interested in coming to one of our Taste of Local events, that you follow us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and look for Ingles Markets and look for our events, because we have those about once a month at different stores. And you will have a list of what vendors and farmers are going to be there and whether Chef Lou can make it. She's got a busy schedule. We're talking to Chef Lou, Lisa Ronan of Chef's Kitchen. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingles dietitian. I'm talking with Chef Lou, who's Lisa Ronan. She's our chef, Ingles chef, for our Chef's Kitchen catering company. And you might see Lisa at an Ingles Taste of Local event, or maybe at Western Carolina at a big football party, or maybe you even want to contact her if you're having a wedding rehearsal dinner that you want catered. So, you know, Lisa, are people surprised sometimes when they find out Ingles has this big catering company?
Very surprised. Very surprised. I hear that quite a bit. But then they're also very impressed, you know, with her level of service and, you know, being able to just fit in and not making the event about the bride or the groom and not so much about the catering.
Yeah.
You know, we come in and we walk really just very softly. You know, just a few weeks ago, we were able to even do a Jewish Passover dinner, which was a great experience, a learning experience for myself, but it turned out really well.
So what is the largest event that you've ever planned a menu and catered for?
Well, you know, with Ingles, we do a whole bunch. Like I said, Western Carolina, we'll do up to 600 people almost every weekend. And, you know, our home base is out of Black Mountain, out of the warehouse there. And, you know, we're able to be mobile. You know, we also do a Christian camp every summer, and that's for about 700 people. But, you know, we have the ability to do a lot more than that as well, too.
So what are your – do you have a favorite type of event or type of food that you like to do? Do you like finger food? Do you like
– I just love food.
Okay.
I just love food. And I – you know, like I get so excited. I get so excited to learn, just like we were talking about the Passover.
Yeah.
It was the first time I've ever made matzo balls, and I made them from scratch, and they turned out – that soup was so beautiful. I was so excited about it. So I think I just love food. It doesn't really matter how hard it is or how simple it is. I just love it.
So what's the process? So if I was interested in having you know, Ingles Chef's Kitchen cater something, what should I do?
Right. Well, there's, you know, one of two ways. You can always go through the website and send a submission. And what will happen is it will come to my email and I'll respond to you either by email if you like, or if you leave your phone number, we'll call. I also have a 1-800 number
that
comes to our office. It is 1-800-453-1675.
Okay.
What I like to do is you can look at we have a great menu online, but sometimes people don't always find what they want. So I really like to sit down, have a phone conversation, talk about a vision of your day. You know, what are your favorite foods?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you like might not be what I like.
Sure.
And so it's just talking about the event. You know, how do you dream your wedding to be, and what kind of food do you want? And then after that, I usually develop a menu, and I send a menu via email. And we talk about it a little more, and then if we have to make any changes or not, then I'll send you a quote on how much it's going to cost. And then if we have to go back and, you know, relook at the quote and say, well, that doesn't fit in my budget, we're going to find something that works, and we're going to make you real happy.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what are so you've got some – have you have some big events coming up in the summertime?
I do. Actually, every Saturday in June is booked with weddings.
My goodness.
Yes.
That is great.
It's nice. Yeah. And, you know, I love dealing with these brides.
I know.
Because, you know, they're all so different, and they all have – just a different vision of their day. And, you know, it's really our job to make them happy.
Yeah.
You know?
And it can be so much fun.
It is. It really is. A little, you know, it's stressful, you know, but it's just that energy that, you know, you get out there. And when it goes off without a hitch, you're so relaxed. You're so happy.
Because at Ingles, we could do, like, everything. Because we could do everything from the appetizer to the wedding cake and flowers, balloons, everything.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Well, we certainly hope we're going to get a chance to have you come back to some of our Taste of Local events
if you're not
too busy, and create some more of your wonderful creative little combinations. That's what I should call it, creative combinations.
I like that.
Chef Lou's creative combinations. Because you not only had the lentil pizzette, but you also did
Refrigerator pickles
that were delicious and beautiful.
Yes, and now's the time of year you're getting all that great produce in. Learn to put some up, you know, put it back and enjoy them. You know, if you refrigerate
and pickle
them.
That's what our grandmothers probably did.
They sure did. And, you know, the neat thing about what I do is I can walk through a grocery store and just see it.
Yeah.
See all these amazing things, you know, from these beautiful little jars to this great vinegar and this good produce. And
we even sell jars at Ingles, just so you know.
It's amazing.
We do. Everything. And then the other thing you had there, the other appetizer, the bite that you had was from Sunburst Trout. You used some of their smoked trout to make a spread.
Yeah. It was more like a hipped up, you know, like a smoked trout salad, like,
right.
You know, compared to like a tuna salad, which was really great. We served it on just like a little toasted crostini.
Right.
That
and,
went fast.
And there was a piece of, yeah, that went
that one really,
really
fast. A little piece of radish because it just looks so
pretty. I remember, and there was like, did you have dill on there too, right? Dill.
I actually used some more of the sprouts from Sunny Creek Farms. So I used some of the
Yeah, it was great fun. Okay. We had so much fun. We were giving out food like right and left. People were so enthusiastic. And I think it was great to see them. All right, you know, we have all this great local food from these local farmers and these local vendors. Now what do you do with it? Now,
how do you put it together?
How do you make it work? How do you make it into an appetizer or incorporate it into your meal? Mm-hmm. So I thought that was genius, and we definitely need to have you come back.
Let's do it.
So I want to really, again, emphasize that if you have not run into Chef Lou or seen any of her catering, I am telling you, I have a background in the restaurant world, too. You will be blown away by the creativity the beautiful and delicious things that she comes up with. So go to thechefskitchen.com. What's the 1-800 number again?
It's 1-800-453-1675.
And that's how to reach Chef Lou directly. And like she said, she's willing to work with you, and she loves food and cheese.
And you know, I love my job. I always tease I got the best job at Ingles.
No, I do. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.